this is bordering on ridiculous at this stage, where you have women who are returning from maternity leave, but they're being told that because they weren't on the employer's payroll on the 29th of February, they're not entitled to be included in the temporary wage subsidy scheme. And, you know, it's bordering on farcical. The minister's excuse is that he cannot deliver this legislatively without amendments coming through the Oireachtas. But my colleague, Deputy Pierce Doherty, had written to the minister seeking clarification around previous changes and amendments to the scheme. And it's clear that he can do this. And so what we are now calling for in Sinn Féin is a cross-party approach, everybody working together and to see common sense prevail, and that women return from maternity leave will get the financial supports that they require.
And women on maternity leave will have already seen a drastic drop in their finances and are now being faced with this dilemma.
Oh, indeed. And, you know, we're talking here about women who would normally be returning to work, would normally be returning to, you know, a stronger financial situation to support their families. And this is discrimination. There's no other way of describing it. It's ridiculous that the minister, who has amended the scheme previously without the need to go through amendments in the Dáil and the Seanad, and we've proven this, cannot do it in this case. So now that we've been stonewalled by the minister, we're looking for a cross-party approach. And my party leader, Mary Lou McDonald, has written to all of the leaders of all the political parties and political groupings in Leinster House to get this issue resolved and for fairness to be reinstated for these women.